The federal government wants to designate a large portion of Cook Inlet as critical habitat for the area's genetically distinct beluga whale population. The proposal kicks off a 60-day public comment period on the plan. Interested groups are sure to weigh in on the controversial issue. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The proposal from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration sets aside 3,000 square miles for the endangered Cook Inlet beluga. The area includes a swath of the inlet stretching from north of Anchorage to south of Kenai. It also includes Ketchumak Bay near Homer. Brad Smith is a biologist with NOAA who helped draw the critical habitat map.
It's important that as we designate critical habitat, we don't simply capture that which is available to support the presently very small population, but we give enough room for the population to recover. So critical habitat includes areas that presently have a lot of whales in them, and also areas that were historically important, such as Ketchumak Bay.
The Cook Inlet beluga population is down to about 300 animals from a high of 1,300 in the 1980s. The whale was listed as endangered in October 2008. The Center for Biological Diversity was planning to sue to force NOAA to make the critical habitat designation. Brendan Cummings is a senior attorney with the organization. He calls the rule long overdue. He says the habitat designation is based on sound science, but he's anxious to see what happens next.
There's two separate questions. There's, do you draw the right areas on the map? And once you've done so, how does that change your management? And with this proposed rule, the federal government is doing the first step. It remains to be seen whether they'll do the second step.
Cummings says the critical habitat designation should force the federal government to make better decisions when it comes to protecting the belugas.
Any activities proposed in this habitat by the federal government, be they oil and gas activities, port expansion, or what have you, permits for sewage discharge, have to go through a filter to determine, is that activity compatible with the recovery of the Cook Inlet beluga whale? If the answer is no, it can't happen.
And while environmental groups welcome that consultation process, many state and city leaders fear it. In writing, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan expressed his deep concern the designation would affect a number of city projects, including the port expansion, energy exploration, and wastewater issues. In a fiery statement, Congressman Don Young called the plan a step towards making the whole state a national park for the enjoyment of outside. Governor Sean Parnell, traveling in Ketchikan, also expressed his dismay.
That kind of federal overlay is going to inhibit economic growth and potential natural gas exploration as well, if that's allowed to stand.
The state of Alaska is challenging the beluga's endangered listing in court, and Governor Parnell is asking the legislature to appropriate nearly $1 million to fight related Endangered Species Act issues. Last month, he said, quote, "We'll take Alaska's fight to the mat to make sure the ESA is used only to protect species threatened with extinction and not as a tool to lock up our land." In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.